we're inviting the whole community. We're having a barbecue and the bounce houses. I have the youth roller derby team. They have created some poster boards and some speeches that they would like to talk about.
There's also more throughout the week. There's a bubble ball soccer tournament, it looks like, for kids and adults.
Yes, on Thursday and Friday, we have youth tournaments. Their games are going to be on both Thursday and Friday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the adults' games are going to be from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. The youth is 8th grade and up, more so for safety. We don't want the little kids to get hurt. All players who register get a T-shirt, and our champion teams will get a trophy. So you can brag, say, hey, I'm the best bubble ball team.
All right. That sounds good. You are hoping, though, to update Petersburg's law, that local ordinance on tobacco use and smoke-free workplaces. You got up before the Borough Assembly earlier this month. What are you hoping to have updated and cleaned up about Petersburg's local law?
I'd like to tighten up the language and the definition of smoking to better include electronic cigarettes.
And as you read it, the current Petersburg law doesn't really specifically spell that out?
It kind of says a little bit. It just doesn't really say, hey, you know, smoking includes smoking a vapor product. The Petersburg smoking definition means inhaling, exhaling, burning, or carrying any lighted or heated cigar, cigarette, or pipe, or any other lighted or heated tobacco or plant product intended for inhalation in any manner or any form. And
that compares to something like, what is this, Juneau's?
Yeah, I have the Juneau's ordinance, and it says smoking means inhaling or exhaling tobacco or marijuana smoke, or burning or carrying any lighted tobacco product or marijuana, or the use of any non-combustible product that provides a vapor or liquid nicotine or marijuana to the user, relies on vaporization of any liquid or solid nicotine or marijuana.
So that is a little more expansive and doesn't...
It goes on a little bit further, but that's the main part that says, you know, that would definitely include the electronic cigarettes and vapor products.
Okay. And you're also hoping to address distances from businesses and smoking outside businesses?
Yes, it's currently 5 feet from any business entryway or window. And I would like to see it longer because 5 feet just isn't enough. I asked for 20 feet, but the city doesn't think that 20 feet would be good because it would be putting people would have to walk further down the road or into the street, which I really don't want people having to walk into the street. So I'm hoping maybe there is some compromise we could do, especially around the restaurants or any places where you would eat or get something to drink. So it's less likely that the secondhand smoke would be entering the building while you're trying to eat.
All right, so you are kind of informally collecting signatures about this effort, or...
Yes. During our Kick Butts Day, I'm going to have a big poster board, and I'm going to be asking everyone who comes to maybe sign your name, write some information about your support for updating the city ordinance or how you feel about tobacco in, you know, Petersburg or Alaska, how you feel about tobacco and our youth.